This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury in the studio with
Audrey Raj.
I'm Vinny Raj.
If you'd like to get in touch with the show, you can get us on WhatsApp 018-789-8899 using your smartphone. Or if you want to get us on Twitter or Instagram, we are at BFM Radio. You said a couple of tweets to go through?
Yes, we do. So this is from Mr. Alan C, who says, I don't want to jinx this. I had my OnePlus 3T for 2 years and counting, and it's not needed any repairs yet. They don't make phones like these anymore. And then he's got his fingers crossed that this tweet will not jinx this. Young Berchakab, or YB Abdul Fauzi, says on Facebook, there are people that can repair or service flagship phones cheaper than service centers, and it's worth the warranty void. Mm. Thank you for that tip, Abdul Fauzi. And the last one here from Lian Jim. Repaired my Google Nexus 2 screen 3 years back, and they charged me 800 ringgit. About 70% of the price of buying a new phone. But ends up, the China-made screen spoiled after just 2 weeks. And since then, he doesn't bother to get his phones fixed. He either gets a new one or he just stays with the spoiled one.
Wow. Mm. Okay, let's move on then. Sorry about all that. That's a lot of money we're spending, ladies and gents. Let us know. Send us some more messages if you want to talk about it. We've got about 20 minutes left. Right now, though, it's all about suing people and how you can swipe right to sue.
If your smartphone works.
If your smartphone works,
yeah. We are in this generation now, we're in this period where we're not just looking for, you know, nightly hookups and dates and whatever. We're now suing people just by swiping.
Yeah, on the app.
What?
Yeah, so the app is called Do Not Pay. It's actually by this guy called Joshua Bowder. So he's 21 years old. When he was 18, he made a bot that helped people fight parking tickets in New York, London, and Seattle. And then he is also the one who developed another bot to help fight people sue Equifax after data breach that left 143 million American consumers open to identity theft last year. So he's the same guy. So they've called him like the Robin Hood of the internet. And now he's come up with this app, which he calls Do Not Pay. He says that the product now allows users to sue someone with their smartphones and claim awards from class action lawsuits the same way they would select a match on Tinder, just by swiping right. So what he said was, he said that the idea for his project, which works in all 50 states in the US, came about after many people used Do Not Pay to recoup as much as $11,000 from Equifax, even after the credit reporting agency appealed. So as long as it sort of takes out the lawyer from the equation. It's basically you and the other person, and you are able to see how much legal fees you need. Not legal fees, how much you should be able to prepare and how much the other person owes you. And it's all built into the algorithm and the regulations of the app itself. So he says, once open, the app tells users they can sue anyone by pressing a button. The app then asks several questions about the nature of the filing, as well as users' name and location, before asking them to fill in the amount they want to sue for. Then, after directing the claim to one of 15 separate legal lanes, such as automobile accident or recovering personal property, the app provides users with the documents necessary, including a demand letter, county filing documents, and even a strategic script to read in court. Users print out the documents and mail them to the relevant courthouse, setting the lawsuit in motion.
This is genius.
Yeah, it is genius. Yeah. So a lot of lawyers have come out and tweeted against it because...
You think?
Yeah, so since it's all online, you can't even voice your concerns, physically. You have to do it on Twitter and other stuff. So a lot of people have tweeted and said they don't like what he's doing because how is he qualified to practice law? And, you know, it's sort of, he's pretending to know what he's doing, but he's not actually pretending to do anything. He's basing the algorithms off actual studies, and he's using actual laws and rules and regulations. He's building it into the app, and the app is deciding everything for them. The money that he's been able to recoup is huge, because he said that the app has already helped users claim $16 million in disputed parking tickets. And about half the app's users who have also sued Equifax have been successful, taking home an average of about $7,000 each.
And the app is free.
The app is free. It's completely free. So that's his logic. He says that it seems like the only people who are benefiting from human misery are a handful of lawyers, and I hope to replace them by making the law free.
Sorry, lawyers. You know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, this is what he said. His words, not ours. But yeah, so that's his logic. He's that's why they call him the Robin Hood of the internet.
So far, I'd assume this app is usable in the US and the UK, and where else was the other place you said?
So far, this app is only functional in the US. Right. So it works in all 50 states. He hasn't released it anywhere else. But his other apps and his other bots work in the US, some parts of the UK and Seattle. Seattle in the US. But US and the UK.
So what's stopping someone, and you know there are people out there like this, you know, just getting the app and looking at options to see what may be a close incident that happened to them and then filing a suit?
The app will tell you if you can sue or not. So that's basically it. So you open the app, you give it all your information, and you tell it that you want to do this and this and this. It will tell you if there was a wrongful claim or not. Mm. Also, the only limitation in the app at the moment is that you can sue for up to $25,000 for now. That's the limit. And he also says that because lawyers say, you know, if your issue is below $10,000, no lawyer is going to help. And that's why, and if they do help, they're going to make 50% of the money that you make. Mm. So this app does none of that. Mm. It takes no money from the people using it. And it also tells you beforehand, if you can sue, if there has been a wrongful claim, if there haven't been a wrongful claim, then there's nothing you can do about it.
Mm. Interesting stuff. Mm. Let us know what you think, folks. You know where we are. WhatsApp 018-789-8899 on Twitter or on Instagram at BFM Radio. Same goes for the first story. Given the chance, would you repair your own phone? How many of you have had to have a repair in the last year or so? And how much money did you spend doing that? Let us know. You've got all the details already. Do we have anything new before we take a break?
Yes, we do. This is from Jeffrey Ong, and he says he has had to repair a broken phone glass. He requested for a fix for the glass only, but instead they insisted to change the whole LCD, which cost him 800 ringgit. And the worst part is the LCD was not even genuine.
There we go.
Kellen Tan says something interesting. It's about the Smarket Place. He says that, for example, I love movies like La La Land. I would love them to recommend me movies like The Greatest Showman and A Star is Born. If I suddenly decide to explore something else, then they will recommend me based on my new browsing history. So maybe they should add a something else button.
That's a good idea. I like that idea.
Yeah.
Doesn't Google have that? Like, I'm feeling lucky.
Yeah. Do they still have that?
I don't know.
I have not noticed that.
I haven't actually gone to the Google homepage in years, because you can just Google from your search bar for the most part.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to try that out later, actually. That's really interesting. Hmm. Right, time for a short break. Music coming up right now from INXS. It is Need You Tonight. When we come back, our final story of the day, flying food. Uber has set a target date to use drones for meal delivery services. Yay! Don't go anywhere. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.